Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Oh, shit. Look at you having your shit together ever since Eric mean to you.
I know. I got my expensive diamond earrings.
Oh my God, you put on, you like put your, you put clothes on, you put mascara on, you did your hair. Damn. And here I am looking like a homeless. I look like someone like a king where they put like a pelt of like a dead animal over their shoulder, but in reality, it's a heating pad.
Are you cold or are you hurt?
It's not that I'm hurt, but I'm having like a lot of fucking shoulder issues that like I am working on, but it's like I don't really know what the fuck is wrong. And like obviously my focus with my PT is not like my shoulder, but
yeah.
Who knows? It's one more thing to figure out. One more piece of the puzzle is a nice way of putting it.
We're all just falling apart. I mean, I got my bilateral fucking wrist splints on again.
Dude, that's love that for you. But you said you're out of the gym till Wednesday, right?
That was the plan, but I don't think I'll make it back on Wednesday. I can barely pick my kid up, so.
Damn.
And last time when this got so bad, I couldn't even, like, close my hands. So, we're not at that point yet. Which
but you
is
also don't want to get there either.
Right. So, like, I have one friend that I actually work with. She's a nurse friend, and she's got three kids, and, like, she had this, and it got so bad that she had to have surgery and she couldn't use her hands for 6 weeks post-op. Yeah. So it's just like essentially like the swelling of like the tendon that runs along your thumb, but they call it like mom thumb because like it happens to a lot of new moms from like the way like pushing the stroller, like picking your kid up like this, like wrapping around your, literally. Yeah. It's like wrapping around like diapers and like that stuff. And like just like the force that comes with it, like when you're under your kid's like armpit and things like that and like gripping the stroller. And I honestly, I don't know if I told you this, but I was telling Alex, I know the exact point that I heard it, and it wasn't even like doing it. I was at the gym and I knew it. I fucking knew it. I was doing dumbbell lateral raises. And so I hold my dumbbells really stupidly because I had carpal tunnel, like, yeah, in my last prep. So I never fully grip the weights like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I put my thumbs like along the sides of them.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that
like,
too though.
Yeah. And push with like my palms. So I was doing dumbbell lateral raises, and as I was going up, it started to slip and I extended my thumb down to grab it and around. And I felt this instant shock on the top of my hand though. And I was like, oh man. So the next day I was like, dude, how the fuck did I hurt the top of my hand? Like just like not even like thinking about anything. I was like, oh my God, it's like that whole tendon and joints that like come around from your like wrist to your, the top of your hand. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, wait, it went away. And then I don't know what the fuck happened on Friday. Like my life just took a shit on Friday. I woke up Saturday. I was like 4.5 pounds heavier. I have so much indent, dude, like hurting my hand. Like on like, whatever, I heard it before that I think it just got worse, yeah. But like waking up on Friday, I went and did legs and like, I don't know if it was too taxing, but like my inflammation has like shot through the fucking roof. Yeah. Finally, I'm back down to the weight that I was like on Tuesday, I think. But like, yeah, I was like just flushing a ton of water. But honestly, dude, yeah, I was like 135 last week. And then I was 135 on Friday when I woke up. Saturday, I was just like 138.9. I was like, oh my God. And like my socks were like indented in my legs. Yeah. And like, this isn't new for me with like Hashimoto's and stuff, but I'm just like, oh my God, dude, like my body is hating me.
Yeah.
Blood glucose is like, weren't bad though, which I was surprised.
Yeah, I was gonna ask what they were. It's funny, that's not funny, but like I saw that my client's wife got sick, and so I was keeping tabs on her FBG, and I was just waiting. I was waiting for her to get sick too. And the minute I saw like high 90s and then low 100s, I was like, she's sick.
Mm-hmm. I like didn't, so I've been like 82, 83, 84. The last couple of days I've been 89. So I guess you can call it a spike, but like it's I mean, for me, when I was like, I used to be 120, I'm like, we're cool. We're cool. Anything under 90, we're cool.
Cool. We're good.
But yeah, so it sucks because I'm like just getting into like good training. I feel like I'm growing. I was hitting new lows like a week ago. And then like I honestly, I'm a big believer in like everything happens for a reason. And me and my one friend were talking about this. She just competed a while ago. And I was like, yeah, like my hands broke because my body was like probably like, you need a break from the gym, like pull yourself out before I make you. And she was like, dude, like she says this all the time about her husband. They used to work in news. Like they used to be like in Tampa. Yeah. They live in LA now, but they were like news. They weren't the reporters, but like I always like she was the one that wrote the prompts that go on the screen. I was
Sure.
like, I would fuck people shit up so much, like Ron Burgundy, you know? But she was saying, she's like, I am so convinced that her husband got cancer because he worked in news. And the minute they quit, like his treat, he started being like responsive to treatments. And I was like, dude.
Oh, so like the level of stress and shit.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah. And she's like, I solely believe in that stuff. And like, that's, you know, the life that they lived. And I was like, yeah, I like believe in that too. My body was like about to take a crap. And it's like, okay, just pull yourself out of the gym. So we shut that shit down. It sucks. I'm bored. I have a lot more time. So I guess I had time to curl my bang bangs and put in a nice little bun.
Say, I respect it. I respect that. I think that also is like a great like thing to talk about because like hyperfixation on like data or just like being super stressed, whether it's a perceived stress mentally or just stress from your life, like working a really stressful job, like understanding that these things accumulate and like your body will start to either like shut down or not repair because like you are asking more than it can recover from. And not even just from like a bodybuilding thing, just like a fucking being a person thing. You know what I'm saying?
Funny you say that because I forgot I worked at the hospital on Thursday. And I was telling you, I had like a very, we had a very stressful, sad case. We had a suicide gunshot wound to the head. So like I'm sure like working that stressful job. And then like I said, Friday just took a shit. Like that was like the turning point for me, like, you know. But yeah, and it's crazy because like if you look at, okay, so my weight spiked a little bit, but you know, I could have trained really hard. Like that could be it too. But like knowing your body takes so long, I feel like, and not ignoring those signs. And then it makes you a mature athlete, in my opinion. Like, so sure, my blood glucoses look great. Like I, you know, there's no reason for me to, on paper, really pull back. Like blood glucose is still fine. Resting heart rate, still in the high 40s. Like, you know, it's like, okay, like I look okay, besides the fact that like I look swollen, but like, I just know in the back of my mind, I'm like, nope, this isn't it. Like, you know, and you got to pull back. And like I said, like you said, sorry, stressful job, just daily stressors in life. Like I have like obviously a child, but I think a lot of people ignore those signs.
Well, not only that, but like that's also why I hate relying off of Whoops and stuff like that to like tell you your recovery. Like I can understand like why people would want to purchase those things. I don't understand that why you would want to pay a fucking monthly subscription. That I can't relate. But like, you know, I obviously had a Fitbit and I lived and died by my step count, calories burned, all of that stuff. And I was so focused on the wrong things, but you know, I was like, oh, I have to like train today because, you know, today's Wednesday and I train Wednesdays. I train fucking every day. But it was something where it was like, I just ignored all of the red flags my body was giving me because like I was stubborn. I thought that I was weak or a pussy if I took rest days. Like I thought resting was weak. And it wasn't until I got like balls deep into like not necessarily bodybuilding, but really taking my sport and my training much more seriously and becoming that mature athlete, like you said, that like I threw away my Fitbit, I stopped counting hours of sleep, I stopped like all of these like inputs and just focused on like what truly matters, like the sleep. Do I wake up feeling well rested? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Don't worry about it. Like, am I going to bed at a reasonable time? Yeah, you know, I at least try to be asleep by 8, but like in reality, my body, I fall asleep anywhere between 7 and 8. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm not like counting the hours that I sleep or when I wake up. It's like, am I sleeping enough to recover and feel good? Yes. Cool. Check. But like, the only numbers I like focus on and not hyperfixate, but focus on are my macros only because Austin doesn't do my meal plan. I haven't asked them to. So it's like the only thing that like I care about number wise is just hitting my macros on a consistent basis. I don't care about my weight. I don't care about like how many hours I slept. I don't care about how many grams of salt I eat in a day. Like those things are just so small in the grand scheme of things that like worrying about them or hyperfixating on them is going to make me take step backward. Because once upon a time, that's exactly what that shit did. Like that 0.1% better took 10% effort. So therefore I got worse.
I think it all depends on the person and like their hyperfixations though. Mm-hmm. Like
that's why I said hyperfixation. Not yeah. If you can do it without like losing your head over it, dude, yeah. More power to you. At that point in time, hell no.
Yeah, like I think at one point in my life, like I was like super fixated on it and like super obsessive about it. And like, I just don't care. Obviously, like I just put it in there because it's like, again, I've said this like 1,000 times. It's not my fucking problem. It's Mark's. Yep. Like, I don't care. But like, you know, you said like you had to like throw your Fitbit out and all that stuff. I'm curious, like, would you be able to like wear a Fitbit and track your steps now? Or do you think it'd be triggering for you? This is the real question of like healing.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I still have a Fitbit that if I put it on, I wouldn't care.
Good.
Like, I honestly wouldn't care. If anything, I'd find it more annoying because one, it would cover up my tattoo. And two, I'd get another tan line. And I already have too many fucking tan lines. I don't need another one on my wrist. Like, I actually talked about it with Eric the other day. I was like, my Fitbit felt like handcuffs. It felt like such a prison. And so when I finally got to the point where I could take a bath with my husband without being like, oh, poor, let me put my Fitbit on the charger. Like, I literally would do that. Like, I literally be like, oh, hold up. Like, let me pause. Like, what's supposed to be like a romantic time for us to talk. I'd be like, oh, got to charge my Fitbit. And I would just be so fixated on like whatever numbers it spit out. But like, I would be more annoyed about the tan line.
I feel that. I'm like, honestly, like I'm really bad at wearing my watch. Like I, for like the first like 2 or 3 hours that I'm up in the morning, I always fucking forget to put it on. Mm-hmm. Damn it. But I also wear mine on my ankle now. Like I'm on house arrest. So I'm sure.
Dude, I saw John Jewett doing that. And that just made me giggle. I don't know why. Cause it literally looks like an ankle bracelet.
Oh, does it even fit around his ankle? Probably.
He probably has like the extra, extra large, like attachments to like,
I have a scrunchie, like it's like a hair scrunchie and it, cause I like started wearing that so I could use it when I have like my Versa grips on, cause you just slide it up your arm.
Dude, that was another thing that I fucking hated about the watch is lifting and using grips. Cause it would always like just be in the way. So that was another thing I like just loved about not wearing it anymore. And don't get me wrong, the first like probably month and a half, cause you have to understand I was wearing Fitbits ever since I was in high school. So like we're all talking like 10 years of abuse, essentially.
I didn't get my watch until my first paycheck with my real big girl nursing job. So mm-hmm. This is like 2018 in Florida. Yeah, that was my first purchase was an Apple Watch. So I have not been, well, I guess now it's probably been almost, no, that's not 10 years. I can't math today. But yeah, I mean, I guess I have for like a while.
You know what's crazy is I remember the first time I went backpacking with Eric and his family, I wore my Fitbit because I was convinced that if I didn't track my steps, I wouldn't know how much to eat or whatever. And I was like trying to macro track, again, in the middle of the fucking woods with no cell service, like tracking like how much granola I ate.
Yeah.
Dude, isn't that like, it's just like, I look back on that. I'm like, I feel so sad for that, like- Ashley.
Yeah, like that's why you felt like it was handcuffs, dude. Like you were legit in a fucking prison in your own mind.
Yeah. I was also convinced that at midnight, my metabolism reset because the Fitbit watch reset, like literally.
I've never heard that. That's fucking weird.
Dude, like literally, like I saw the Fitbit and as soon as it was like 12:01, if I was like up like partying or whatever, let's say in college, and it was like 12:01 hit and I would like tap it to make it essentially scroll and it'd be like calories burned, 2. And I would freak out. I was like, oh my God, I'm not burning enough calories because it's midnight.
Dude, that's weird.
Isn't that sad? It's so sad.
That's like a weird thing. I don't think I know anyone that like had that same thought process, but I can see it being like very common, like very addicted. See, so like I didn't have, like I said, like a watch or calorie tracking. Like, so like, I don't think I was ever like super addicted to that number. And I think it's also like really big, I don't know. So my Apple Watch is the first generation. This is like the watch I have from 2017. I've never upgraded and never needed to. So it's super old. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but when Mark prescribed me cardio like a year ago, it's calorie based, active calories. You know, you have total and active on the watch. And so I was like, all right, cool, whatever. It was like 250 active calories. I was on like the fucking Stairmaster running on level 8, and it was taking me like 50 minutes to get 250. I'm like, and then like on the Stairmaster, it'd be like 570 fucking
It'd be like
calories.
2000s.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't think us, and like, I'd be like, Mark, dude, like, I really don't have time to be in the gym for an extra 50 fucking minutes right now. Like,
Yeah.
what is going on? I mean, not that I didn't have it, but I'm just like, he's like, I think something's wrong with your watch. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really know, but like, why is it say? He's like, that should not take you 50 fucking minutes. And I was like, yeah, I didn't think you wanted me doing 50 minutes either, but I mean, that's what the fucking watch said. So like, I don't know. I think like with a grain of salt, it's like, I don't know. But I mean, it's never going to be 100% accurate. We know that. But like you said, like I think people can become like so addicted to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things they get like wrapped up. Like li literally, even if they feel like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but their recovery score is like in the toilet, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm not gonna go to the gym today." Even if they feel completely fine, like they slept well, their nutrition's on point, their hydration's on point, but their watch is like, "Nope, don't train," and so they don't. And I'm like, we can't let fitness equipment tell us like keep us from auto-regulating. Because what if your Fitbit, which of course these watches do, they'll tell you your recovery is like amazeballs and like you're dragging ass. So it's like we
See,
need to have like a separation here.
I want a Garmin. I really want a fucking Garmin. But they're really expensive. I don't really know too much about them. I've actually been watching like a lot of YouTubes of people reviewing them. That's what I've been doing in my spare time without the gym, Garmin
Garmin
YouTube
research.
videos. So much stupid shit. I was just researching. I don't even know. I don't even want to talk about it. So, anyways,
Okay, now I want to talk about it.
like I literally like Google like the stupidest shit. Like I was Googling like people who are like characters in like Disney movies and stuff. Like, is that their real voice? How do they like talk like that for a really long time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you make your voice change all these octaves? Like, I just like wanted to know, like, were they born that way? Did they learn it? And I like went down a big fucking rabbit hole of like Disney, like Mickey Mouse. Nobody talks like that, but like, whatever. Anyways, I digress. So I want a Garmin because I want to see, not because I like, I don't know if I'll like believe it, but like I want to know because I want to just like see the comparison. Like you said, like if I feel like dog shit and it's like, go run a marathon today, like, you know, or like vice versa. And I'm just like curious, but I don't know if I would have been able to do it 3 years ago or 2 years ago when I first got diagnosed with Hashi because I didn't trust my body, right? And that kind of circles back to like what I'm going through right now. It's like, oh yeah, my body's telling me big fuck no. But like you said, it was like, hey, like you're a pussy, you know, you need to train, you're gonna lose all of your gains or you're gonna get fat. That was a big one for me. I always thought I was gonna
Oh
get
yeah, fat. Oh yeah.
you can relate to that for
Oh,
sure.
for sure.
So I just like I'm curious to see now because I do have like a very big disconnect with like obviously like data and stuff like that. Like I don't get as much as I did. Like I'm not emotionally attached to it anymore. So I want one, and I want one to track my swim. I want to swim. Now that we talked about that last episode,
Yep.
I want to be like, I want to see how many calories it takes to swim like 20 laps. I'm just curious. I just like want to know. But I'd be curious to like track the data. It's like, you know, because it says like, I don't know too much about the Garmin, but I know like the Oura rings and stuff. Like it says like your preparedness, your readiness, like you know, your performance and stuff like that. And I want to know, like, what if I took like a red eye all night long and then they're like, you're good to go. You're a fucking
You're just
superhero.
like testing technology.
That's honestly what I want to do because like that shit like makes me wonder. Like I love like that shit, like being like a little pioneer, like sign me up, dude. Like I'm about to discover a whole new world. But yeah, like I think it's interesting to see that stuff because it's like, how are we so advanced in things like that? But then other things like we're not, but it takes away from like our own intuition. And I think a lot of people don't understand it too. It's like, oh, I want to intuitively eat, I want to do this. But look at how many things are like telling you and putting it out there for you versus like you just trusting yourself. And we've really lost like sight of that and like trusting like what feels good, like what you should do. And vice versa. Like, I think a lot of people, have you seen like a big transition into like hybrid athletes right now?
Yes and no, but I think the big thing is like just being super distracted because like how many people actually like sit down to just focus on eating a meal and like tasting their food and enjoying what's in front of them? Or are they just scarfing something down like McDonald's fast food while they're driving in between appointments or, you know, maybe dropping kids off or stuff like that, but like actually making the time to sit and just do one activity because like people just don't have the time to really like sit down and think like, oh, like, do I actually feel good? Or are they, have they been running on autopilot for years on end where their feelings of crappiness are just normal? So therefore they don't think anything about it. Like they don't even understand that they're sick, which is a lot of people's problems. It's like they've been doing it for so long. It's just like, yeah, like I, you know, only poop once a week and, you know, it takes me, you know, like two doses of NyQuil to fall asleep. And when I wake up, I feel like ass. But like that's normal. And so they don't think anything of it.
Dude, you must have like read my DMs today. I was talking to this girl. I've known her for a while. She's like a nurse, and I've known her for years. She just trains at the gym that my boyfriend trains at. Anyway, she posted something that she's like, "Oh my God, down 17 pounds since March. Like, haven't seen this weight in 3 years. I feel really good." And I was like, "Yeah, dude. Like, I was like, that's awesome. Good for you. Like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm sure you're feeling great." And she's like, "I didn't know how bad I was feeling until you start feeling better." And I was like, you are preaching to the motherfucking choir. Like, I was on autopilot for so many years. And then the minute I got Hashi's, and I was like, okay, I feel like shit, but like, I've always kind of felt like shit. If it wasn't Hashimoto's, it was like chronic diarrhea or like, just mentally feeling like shit too. High anxiety, stress, night shift work, all that stuff. And it was like, now that I feel so good, it's like the minute something's off, I'm like, oh, no. No, thank you. I will hard pass. Like I said, like Saturday, like Friday, Saturday, I woke up and I was like, I feel like shit. I'm like, I don't like this. How do people feel like this all the time? I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Like, I just don't feel good. Like, my stomach feels weird. Not that it feels like bad, but it just like feels weird. And I'm like, this ain't it. Like, how did I live like this for almost 30 fucking years? Because
I
I
mean,
didn't have,
that's the thing. It's like, I don't think people realize you're just not even living, you know?
yeah, but like, yeah, like I said, you don't have a taste of like what good is. And like, let me tell y'all, it's fucking great. Like, to be able to like just have like constant energy all day, to like mentally feel better, to just be able to move, to not be inflamed, to not shit myself all day long. Like, when I say like my GI was bad, y'all, like I would like have diarrhea like 6 or 7 times a day, and I
Yeah,
thought
you'd
that
be
that
like painting the toilet, man.
dude, yeah. I mean, I chalked it up as my anxiety, which I'm sure probably contributes to it. But like, yeah, dude, like it was like, I would like, I don't even know how I like was not like passing out from dehydration, because it was every fucking day.
Yeah, but like people also don't know that they're dehydrated either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working with this guy when he came to me, he was like drinking 16 ounces of fluid total, you know?
Dude, I just signed, oh my God, I just signed three people up last week. And like, one of my questions was like, hey, like, what's your daily intake? The highest number was like, oh, I have like two of these, which is like 44 ounces. Out of all three of them, the person that drank the most was 44 ounces. The other two were like, eh, maybe a glass of water before I go to bed. I was like, what? I was like, is your pee brown? I need to know. Is it
I mean,
brown?
can you even pee? Like, is it like an old man with like a prostate issue where it's like
Or where you're like so far into renal failure, you just don't make urine anymore. I see all the time at the hospital, like,
your body just recycles it. Like it gets the kidneys, your body's like, nope, need that.
seriously, yeah, just like, whoop,
That's
like
wild.
on the same loop. But yeah, I was just like, that's crazy. Like you said, like people, but people don't know.
They don't know, or also, and also, depending upon like your cynicism. I think it's also very difficult for some people to admit that in most cases it's their fault. Like it was very hard for me to admit when I was like 16, wanting to lose weight, that like it was my fault for just overeating. And I know someone listening to this who's a parent, but like, oh no, it's the parent's responsibility. Listen, my mom did not hold a gun to my head for an after-school snack of an entire bag of pizza rolls and ranch dressing. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, it's like, and also I was preparing meals too because my mom was, you know, sick and wasn't able to really like, you know, do normal mom activities. So yes, like there's the benefit of the doubt being a kid, but at the same time, it's like, you know, we knew enough and we're taught some nutrition, kind of, that like, you know, a salad is a lot better than French fries. But you better believe I did like the two helpings of French fries, the three slices of pizza, because like I didn't want to eat a salad, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's, you have to also acknowledge that your role to play with your actions, and people like get really skittish about that. But what they don't understand is that in lies the secret of like their ability to change. When you acknowledge that you're the one in the wrong, you have the power then to correct it. And that is like some serious shit to be able to turn your life around no matter what age you are, just because you know you deserve better.
And I also think there's a huge gap too in like what people know is like good versus sure. not. Like I just got done with a check-in today and up 5 pounds this week. And I'm like, what is going on? They're like, well, I didn't eat anything bad. Okay, well, did you overeat? That's the question. Are you eating too much? Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't like binging or like I didn't, I would stop.
You're like,
I
answer the questions.
Yeah, well, no, it's like, fine. I'm just like, you know, it's a sensitive topic for her and that's okay. And I'm just like, you know, it's like, well, I don't think I'm eating anything bad, but like, you know, because for her, like, it's mostly just like, let's work on whole foods. Let's get a protein, carb, fat at each meal, you know. Baby steps for that. And I'm just like, well, you know, it could be up this week because you consume more. Maybe you had 500, 600, 700 calories more a day. We don't necessarily know because we're at a point where she doesn't want to track. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's just one of those things where it's, we'll take a baby step forward, but we might take a giant adult step back, you know? And I think people are unaware though of too, of like what a good job actually is. Like, you know, oh, well, I didn't feel like I was doing bad, or, you know, and like you said, like, have that self-awareness that like, okay, well, this is my fault. But then people are like, well, yeah, I only eat whole foods, but are you having 47 eggs for breakfast? Like, that's a lot of fucking calories, you know? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Or they're like, oh yeah, like I'm training really hard in the gym, but they're really not. Like, yeah. You know, like that's another big gap is like, what is actually, I shouldn't say good, but I should say like productive and efficient.
Yeah.
Like, what is actually efficient and what is actually going to work? You know, and it's one of those things that they're like, well, I'm just confused. And it's a hard realization because like when you think you're doing something right or good and then like you're not, it's like, damn, that sucks. But in the reality of it, it's like, I'm only saying these things because I want you to be better, right? And I know you can be better and I'm here to show you and help you be better, right? So, and you know, that was like a tough pill for me to swallow too. It's like, oh man, like I thought I was doing all these things right and all these things good. And I mean, I wasn't getting anywhere. So like the results show, right? Like everything that like you do or don't do does matter. And, you know, we live in a society that is really ramped up by social media and all of this bullshit out there on the internet. And there's a lot of good shit too, but people are like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing exactly what this person does. And that's fine. But like, where are you?
Yep.
Like, are
yep.
you someone who has like, this is going to be a big example, but are you someone that has like hormonal dysfunction or gut issues? And you're like, well, I had one free meal this week. Okay. Well, that's going to set you back versus someone whose body's running optimally, has a free meal, goes on with their day, wakes up maybe a pound lighter, looks better, looks leaner, looks harder, mm-hmm. versus someone who has health complications, health issues, a lot of mental stress. It's like, oh, wow. Like, yeah, there's a difference. You know, there's a huge difference. So it's like, your good may not be good for this specific situation at this time. Time and place for everything, people.
Yeah. And even on the converse side of that, where people like, they are so scared of doing the wrong thing that they forget about just like picking the right option. And that can be so difficult when you hyperanalyze every single thing in your life. But some of the best advice looking back on it was from my 7th and 8th grade science teacher. He was, you know, his real job was a veterinarian, but he also taught like general science to middle schoolers. And, you know, he was so quirky and weird, but like looking back on him, he was such a cool person. But he said during quizzes and tests, he was just like, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Pick the right answer. And of course, me having extreme test anxiety, I was like, that's not fucking helpful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I actually didn't cuss back then, but being an adult now, it's like, well, that wasn't helpful. But Eric explained it like this. He's like, yes, it is actually very helpful, that advice. Don't worry about picking the wrong answer. Pick the right one. Mm-hmm. And if you stop and think about it, we live in a constant state of fear. That fear usually causes us to make the wrong decision because we overanalyze, we hyperfixate, we don't just pick the right answer. And that to me was like, as someone that was like on the spectrum of like high functioning anxiety, that realization was huge for me to Ash, stop worrying about fucking up and just do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Like you hire Austin, you work with Austin, like he tells you what to do, just go do it. You know, like stop like overanalyzing everything to the point of like giving yourself diarrhea.
Yeah, we fear failure, like, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I have to in the past. Like, I grew up in, like, a household that was, like, very strict and, like, perfectionism was huge. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I had to come over because I had, like, an intense fear of, like, failure.
Yeah.
And that's what drove me, you know, into a whole bunch of, you know, mental and physical issues. And it's just like, holy shit, dude, like... Mm-hmm. Just picking the right answer, and it's like the right answer for you.
Yep.
Not anybody else. And, you know, and that's like the thing is like, we're getting so scared of failure, and it's like, why though? Like, I'm at a point in my life where I love to fail because I know it can get better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, like, I was doing, oh my God, first of all, this movement's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, but whatever, I'm fucking doing it. It's to hit like my glute med. It's like, I'm sure you saw me on Instagram trying to figure it out. I'm standing on that box, my body's coming across. It's a cable kickback, but it's like to my side, it's like laterally. So it's supposed to
hit. Yeah, it's like a nether variation. Yeah.
Retarded. So, anyways, I put it up there because I'm like, yeah, like these suck. I look stupid. I'm constantly failing at them. This is my fifth time doing it with video review. But guess what? Like I'm happy about it because guess what? I could do two things. I could skip it every single week in my fucking workout and not fucking do it. Or two, I can get better at it and just keep trying and altering how I'm doing it, getting the feedback, working hard at it. And if there's a point that comes where it's just like, we're not getting it, we'll switch it. That's mm-hmm. fine. Like, I'm going to give it my fucking great A effort. I'm going to look like an idiot, but I'm not going to give up on myself. Right. And like, I think we just get so terrified of like, and like, if that was me 3 years ago, I would have been like, oh, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Or I would like leave and be frustrated. And I'll be like, you know what, whatever, I'm just going to fail because you literally can't get lower than low. Right. Like you can only go up. And mm-hmm. it's like, all right, well, this is the lowest I am. This is the worst it's going to be. So let's go. I gotta go up. I literally gotta go up.
I think people view effort as black and white, like pass fail, because of the fact that we are indoctrinated with like a grading system where it's either you got an A, B, C, D, or just straight up failed. Not understanding that effort is like also a gradient where it's like your option is you can either skip it or you can get better at it. But some people are just like, oh, well, because I'm not getting better at it, I'm failing. I'm gonna stop. And like, that's the decision for them. It's like, well, because I'm failing on a consistent basis, why continue to try? Why even continue to show up when I'm not getting better? Because they view feedback or they view like correction as just like the end of the world thing where they just like can't handle it. And a lot of that just kind of comes back to our original like discussion on like kind of lacking confidence in either like their abilities or lacking confidence in who they are, or shit, you really want to get psychological about it, not even knowing who they are or what they value or what their priorities are. And it can kind of be like this existential thing where they just get so paralyzed, they freeze, you know, they freeze like a deer.
And I think like a lot of people think they should be good at everything the first time they do it. Like, and that's why they're like, oh, like, well, I can't do this. I'm not perfect. Let me quit. Like, yep. I should be able to get this. And let me tell you, like, I know, having a child in this aspect has been the absolute most healing for me mm-hmm. to watch something so innocent fail over.
Your baby
over.
Sucks at everything. Like,
and like just like sitting there and like watching him try and learn things. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It's like, wow, I didn't even know I had to learn that at some point because we don't remember it. But like, I mean, just this morning, he's tried to pull himself up at least 20 fucking times, keeps falling backwards, hitting his head, falling backwards, hitting his head. He keeps getting up though, because he has to learn how to walk at some fucking point, right? But he sucks at it. He literally fucking sucks at it. And that's where we're all at. And then he's going to keep doing it. And one day he's going to walk, he's going to run, he's going to play sports. And it's like, wow, like that sounds so simple and so like, no shit. Like, of course. But like, if you take that concept and put it in any single facet of your life, It makes it so much easier. It's like, okay, the first time you track macros, you suck at it. Are you failing? No, but you're putting, I mean, maybe, yeah, you are failing because you're not hitting your numbers, but like you're still putting in the effort. You're getting better the next day. Okay, well, damn, I was 30 over on carbs. Maybe I shouldn't have 4 ounces of orange juice. Okay, all right, cool. Let's switch it out or change it up. Like you're learning, you're trying, you're getting better. But like a lot of people will be like, oh, macros are too hard. I just can't do it. I'm done. And then you're limiting yourself. And then you fall back into that, like, oh, poor me. I can't do this. I can't get better. I'm always going to be overweight, or I'm never going to feel good, or I can't do that, because you quit because you're scared of failure, because you think that you should be good at it the first time you do it. You're not willing to put the effort in and make the time for it. And I think that's, it gets easier. It gets easier when you start doing things. But like initially jumping over that first hurdle is like fucking hard.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's so beneficial to, like, when you're just overwhelmed, to go out and hire some help. Like, be willing to invest in your betterment because you have the opportunity to hire a coach that will see your skill level. And if we're starting from like the basement, well, we'll start from the basement. We will start step by step getting to the first floor. And then once the first floor is built, we'll go up and build an upstairs. And once that's built, we'll put on the shingles. But like so many people, like you said, expect to have a full fucking house with shingles that like their foundation's ass and it's in quicksand and it just completely like gets engulfed. So working with someone who will see your starting point, your skill level, wherever that may fall, and work on building upon it, right? Building up your confidence. Macros straight out of the gate for someone that's not even eating like a fucking fruit and vegetable, bro. Fuck macros. Like, how about we just like take whatever it is that you're eating right now, or maybe you're eating fast food like 6 times a week. Like, yo, let's use that money to go to Kroger, go to Publix. Like, I want you to shop at those stores around the aisles, not in the aisles where all the crap is, but like, go get fruits and vegetables, go get frozen protein sources. Like, Google how to cook things. And yes, it's going to be an oil, but like at the end of the day, it's just learning how to eat properly, starting there, getting consistent with it, building up your confidence. And then, once you start feeling better, having more energy, dropping off that inflammation, then it's like, okay, well, maybe we can actually give you like a calorie target, not even doing macros yet, but just a simple like calorie and learning how to track. And then from there, doing actual macro targets or maybe just a protein target. But like there are so many different ways to skin a cat and get results that like, that's why it's so detrimental for like doing what someone else does and seeing their success and thinking that's going to bleed upon you because like you are not them. So be honest with yourself about where you're currently at. Just like, Ash's baby, like he's not like, on his back being like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to fucking do the high jump. He's just like literally trying to fucking learn how to crawl and then, like get on his knees or maybe even roll around, but he doesn't like understand like pass fail yet. He's just trying his damn best. Dude, just try your damn best. Keep
And
showing up.
yeah, and like even anything in life, like the more we talk about this, I just think about like me when I first became a nurse or coaching. Like there's still so much shit that I don't know. And I literally like will hire Ash to help me look at labs and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, like I still need help. I still fail. I still, there'll be times where like I write a plan for someone and it's just not it. And I'm like, oh, I thought that was it, but like let's pivot, let's try something else, and that's okay. Like we said, you just have to keep trying and you're gonna get better and you're gonna know more and it's gonna be more comfortable. And like everything just starts to have like that tumbleweed effect of like, yes, this is great, or snowball, however you want to look at it. But like we can't all expect to start off being a fucking god at everything. Like you just can't. I mean, and if we were, like it'd kind of be fucking boring if you ask me. Like I would be fucking bored. If I knew everything, if I had everything, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like what am I doing?
It's actually, this reminds me of a conversation that Eric and I had over the weekend. Like we just like walk and talk about like dumb shit, but also really good shit. And he asked me, he's like, what piece of advice would you give like a high schooler going into college? And I had to think about it. So I asked him what his like advice would be. And he's like, listen, if you want a career that needs a degree, go to college. If you don't, like let's say you want to like become a plumber, he's like, go to trade school. Like get like actual skill on the job experience. So that way you have like those skills that will transfer over to, a job outside of trade school. But he's like, don't waste your money on college if like you don't need a degree that, you know, is guaranteed on a job. And I was like, okay, that's a very like sound, practical, like dad advice. And me, my mind was nowhere near that. I was thinking, what did I need to hear growing up where like the future was scary and the unknowns? And I constantly was in that battle for perfectionism. And so my advice was this. My piece of advice was, you are going to try your best and you will fall short every time if you are in pursuit of perfection. Your best will never be good enough if the end goal is perfect. But show up and try your best anyway, because your best is enough. Not perfection, just your absolute best. Still try, like still show up. And I think both of those pieces of advice would be like helpful no matter what stage of life you're in. But obviously his is a lot more applicable to like the freshman. But still, it's like, you're never going to be perfect. Perfect doesn't exist. But still try anyway, because your best is fucking amazing, right? And even if it's not, because you're trying something completely new, like, still try. Like, give yourself the space to be bad at something so you have the ability to gain a skill, because that skill acquisition builds into your confidence. And that is huge. That's something that no one can take away from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like, that was good advice. I'm trying to think like what I would think. Like the first thing that came to mind, like don't take a fucking 8 a.m. class. I could never make it to my English class at 8 a.m.
That's so funny. I loved early morning classes, but I'm an early bird. So.
Well, I was hungover at that time in my life, 90%, or I was still drunk 90% of the time. But I think, yeah, I guess like my answer would be more so along like Eric's, like just wait till you know. Don't rush something. Find like who you are. Like, I think trying to make that big of a life decision at 18 is insane.
Oh, is for sure.
Because like, how do you even know what you want? There's so many people that go back to school later in life or pivot and have like different careers and stuff. And it's like, I would say wait and find like who you are. Do a lot of things that you enjoy, like, and do things that you don't think you're going to enjoy. Again, it kind of goes along with like failure and stuff. Just try a bunch of shit to see like what you would like, where you fit in, where you want to grow. Because like, not that it's ever bad that like you go through all this college, spend all this money, and then don't use your degree, because like there's a lot of life lessons learned along the way. But like, I just feel like you can just wait a little bit longer and really figure out what you want.
Well, not only that, but like, for fuck's sake, like I didn't even need a college degree. I just needed a personal training license. But I will say that the silver lining to that is it helped me learn how to learn, and it gave me more of a physiology background before I really understood how powerful physiology was and nutrition metabolism. Because obviously when you especially go into like the functional health realm with coaching, that foundation of understand what the body looks like in a vacuum before it gets destroyed by stress, that was actually pretty good. But still, like at the time, and I just wanted to be a personal trainer. Merp.
Yeah.
Merp.
I mean, I don't regret being a nurse because I love it. I really do. And it's obviously helped me a lot with certain things. It's definitely helped me a lot with like managing people, prioritizing for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, I can't even talk about it sometimes. It's crazy. But yeah, I think there's like tons of people that just like don't know. And that's okay. It's all okay. But yeah, and I think, I don't know, I just think like the older, like I told you like last week, I'm like, there's so much shit I want to do. Like, fun fact, guys, if someone was like, go back in time, like what I know now, like what would I want to be? I want to be a fucking construction worker, dude.
Go to trade school. Don't go to school. Go to trade school. Get your construction license.
Don't even need that. I just want to work on the pavement. I just want to fill in black holes and work for the city, like potholes. Like, sign me up. Put cones out on the side of the highway and throw the, yeah, like the whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. Tar, I guess. Probably not. On the fucking road. Smoke cigarettes. Hang out with the dudes. Wear a hard hat. Wear flashy yellow. Get a nice tan in the summer. Got no complaints. Sounds like bulletproof.
Yeah. Sounds like an ace in the hole for me.
Yeah, honestly. Like construction worker. Like, I just think that'd be so fun. And I wouldn't have to watch my language.
I mean, I don't have to watch it anyway, but
I have to. Sometimes.
Oh, dude, that actually is a good question. Like, what are you going to start doing when AJ like starts to like learn words? Like, are you going to have to like filter yourself, or do you care if he like learns like the F word at like six?
Yeah, so I've like kind of already made it up. Like it's gonna be really hard for me because I have like truck driver mouth. I'm gonna try, which is something I should probably start working on now. But I've come to the realization that any kid is going to know them, any kid's going to use them. If you're going to use them, they need to be used properly. They need to not be used at people directly.
Ooh, that's good.
And I probably won't call them like bad words or swear words. I'll probably just say they're at home words. Like you like homewards, like we can use them at home, but out in public, like probably not.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, so like this is like my thought. I thought about this on a walk like last week because I was like walking and we hit a bump and I was like, Jesus Christ. Like I was like cussing and I was like, oh, and he's just smiling. And I'm like, this is, yeah, this is gonna be so bad. So I was like, yeah, so you know, we'll probably just have a discussion. Like you can use them here if they're in good context, if they're not overly used. You know, if I want to shut it down as a parent, I can. Like, you can't use them at your friend's house. Your friends may not be able to use them here. It depends on their parenting. They will definitely not be used in school, and then they will not be used like at people, especially adults or friends. And yeah, if that happens, I don't know what I'm
I
gonna do.
like the at people. I think that's very wise, but I'm just imagining, like, I don't know, whatever. I know nothing about kids, right? So like you could tell me that your kids
Yeah,
do this.
I'm an expert. I've been a mom for 4 minutes. Okay.
You're still more knowledge than me, right? But like literally, if you tell me your kid's 2 years old, I'm like, okay, so like, can they read a book? Like, hey, I don't fucking know. But I just imagine like old enough to hold, like, you know the little blocks where it's like you can put like the triangle, yeah, in that hole. I just imagine him like trying to put like the square in like a round hole and being like, Jesus Christ, motherfucker.
Yeah, that'll be like shit. I'll be like, oh
You're
my
like, what's
God.
wrong, sweetie? And he's like,
Yeah, that'll be yeah. But like you can't I'd be like you can be like, oh like son of a bitch, but you can't be going around calling people like a bitch.
I learned it from you.
Yeah, and like that's like my biggest fear. I mean, me and Alex talk about it all the time. It's like when the school calls, I'll be like, you better answer because they'll be
Like,
like,
what the fuck do you want?
seriously.
Why are you bothering
They'll
me?
be like, your kid's running around the playground yelling twat. I'll be like, all right, like I mean, twatting it out, man. Like
You're like, I
what?
was be like, who's being a
I know.
twat? Like,
We're probably gonna send them to like private school, like Catholic school. So like
that's where I learned all of my cuss words, right? So like, don't think that Christian school, private school is any better.
yeah, I just feel like we'll just be like the outcast of the parenting group, which is fine. But
Which is good because like you're still real. You know what I'm saying? Like there are
yeah.
some people that just like they forget that they were such like a hoe in college, and now they have little Timmy off the tee. They're just like, oh, I'm like so holier than thou. And it's like, bitch, we know you did jello shots off like guys' dicks. Like don't be like that.
I know, but like I don't want to be the cool parent because like I'm an introvert, so I don't want to have all these kids at my house. They'll be like, your mom's so cool. Can we come play? And there's like 10 kids. I'll be like, go play outside.
You're like, what?
Right. I'll be like, I gotta watch my own swear words.
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I am really proud of you for not being in the gym this week. I know that sucks. I know you have more time on your hand, but read a book, like try something new. Dude, did you see? Did I show you the crafts that I made? Eric and I have decided that once a month we are gonna do what's called Markham Crafts, and we will invite our friends over if they are here. And we are going to like do like crafts, like I said, like just once a month. I sent you what the Markham crafts of this month were. Like that's from toilet paper and cardboard. It's like, you know, Amazon boxes that are left over and like the toilet paper roll. Complete with butthole because it needs
I
both.
was just looking at the butthole and this whole I was like, what is that? That's nice. It's got a nice little starfish in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I like that. That's really fun. I love crafts. It's very good, especially for like you and your healing journey, anybody in their healing journey. Creative play and imagination. This is great.
Yeah, and like our friends came over and they did their cat, and it was just like good, innocent fun. Like we got high off the paint fumes, we got high off the glue because the tutorial said to use hot glue, but we didn't have hot glue. We had like different types of glue, but it was like strong glue. Like, you know, they killed like good horses for this glue because it was strong, potent shit. But Eric, since he is like a child, wants to know which one is better, the orange cat or the Uma.
I'm deciding. Well, the one doesn't have eyeballs on it.
I didn't want to do eyeballs on the
But the other one's smile looks so fucking stupid. So
It looks like he's like, it looks like you told him a joke and he's just like trying to humor you, being like,
Or he's like trying to hold a fart in, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like, but you know what? This is A for effort, right? This is a lot of effort put in, a lot of time. It's great. They're different. But if I had to win, I'm gonna go with the faceless one for sure.
Okay, I appreciate that. So you pick Uma. I appreciate that. I would not ever. When I draw people, like, I don't know if I actually ever told you this, but I used to like draw people's like their physique photos from like stage shots. Like, I would actually like, did I not tell you this? Dude, I picked up like some graphite and some pens and shit, or not pens, but like pencils, and like just on like a limb for shits and kicks, I like just started sketching people, and I found out I was actually like pretty decent at it, and I've never done it before. And I was like, oh, this is a lot of fun. But then like I had too much like pressure where I was like, I have to get it perfect, and then it didn't become fun again. But dude, I had so much fun with that. I wonder if I still have photos.
Yeah, I'm curious. That's really, it's, I want to see.
Yeah, like I have like a weird, crazy artistic side, but like I just like, I don't know. Like I used to love doing scrapbooks and stuff, but I think it was just, I don't know. Those things can like add up and become super expensive, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I
other than
want to,
that, like we're still.
you'll have to like, yeah, definitely. I want to see like some of the photos.
Yeah, I feel like I deleted them on my phone because I had my old phone and it was like lacking in storage, and I was like, I should have saved them, but I didn't. So I definitely like regret deleting those. But I'm gonna see if I can like do them on Facebook or something, because I feel like sometimes I like post it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, look at me.
Yeah, or draw me. I want to see it. Draw me.
If you have like your next stage photo, I will. I was already planning on doing it because like I do take my time with them and they sometimes turn out decent. So
I'm so crazy. Yeah, I'm so curious. That's so exciting. Sweet. My next stage photo. So like 2040. Sweet.
yeah,
Hopefully.
I don't care. Whenever you get it done.
At this rate, I mean, it's fine though. I just want to build some really fat butt cheeks. So.
That's like the end goal. It's like people, someone asked me like what my goal was at the end of the year, and I was like, grow a fat ass. Like,
Do you feel like there will obviously come a day where we'll leave bodybuilding competitively? And like, do you have like physique goals after that? Like, I think I want my quads just to get so fucking huge.
yeah, can I like be honest about it? 'Cause like I don't know like how far I want to take like my bikiniism. It's not like I don't like the look, 'cause of course I do, but like it's just something where it's like I don't want to just like, because eventually, like, I don't want it to just go on like maintenance volume where I can't like actually grow anymore because like I have to respect the criteria. But whenever
Right.
I have decided just like enough's enough and I actually want to like just be a big old bitch, like, I'm gonna tell Austin, because again, Austin's gonna be with me until the day I die, or the day he dies, whichever one comes first. But I'm gonna tell him that, dude, like, I just want to be as big as possible. So give me a women's physique training program and let's just go, let's ride.
Yeah. I think I just want, I really want bigger biceps too. I know it's like a weird thing, like thighs and biceps. That's what I'm about right now, but I'm sure that'll change over the next 10 years.
Yeah. So I'm sending, again, I don't do faces, because I don't know how to do faces,
Oh,
but these are the two ones that I posted on Facebook.
wow. These are really
That
good.
was legit the first time I've ever done it, ever. Like, I just picked up and studied the body and was like, yeah, this kind of looks like the photo.
These are really good, Ash. Damn.
Dude, I like had so much fun, but then again, I've like started like putting pressure on myself. I'm like, oh, this is no longer fun.
Like this would be good. Like I know you're like doing a lot of reading, but just drawing in general is like so good for like healing, again, creativity, imagination. Like,
Yeah.
wow.
It really
That's
is fun. Like, I drew Meg. I wonder, I don't know if I took a picture of it or not of her, 'cause it was one of her like WPD, like, not, it wasn't like her, it was a check-in photo, not a competition photo. But it was like just, it was one of my favorite photos of her, and I like sketched that for her for a Christmas present. But I was like debating on whether or not to like not sell them, but like do like commissioned work. But I was like, no, because then it's like really not
it becomes a
fun.
job and it's like just like stressful, I feel like.
Yeah. Damn, I shouldn't have deleted all these, but I did because
Storage.
the storage. Damn, I regret so many regrets. Oh well. Well, If I can find anything, I'll definitely send them your way. But I think that's all I got. Anything?
No, that's about it, guys. Like, just do the best you can, but also too, like, don't sell yourself short and don't be scared of failure. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, like you're gonna fail, but like failing's like half the fun because like that's something that I like read in the winning book where it was like you're going to fail, you're going to like fall down, but don't immediately get back up. Like stay down, assess, and then get back up and like win.
Yeah.
Like pause. Pausing is powerful.
And I think like we just like don't know how much we have in us. Like there's more. Like there's more. Like hold yourself to a higher standard.
Dude, for sure. For sure. But that's all I got. Peace.
Adios.